Praise God. Psalm chapter 40, verse 2. Praise the Lord. This applies to all of us here tonight. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Can anybody say amen to that? Amen. I've got my hand up. He brought me out of a horrible pit. You say, well, no, I've never been in that pit. You would have been in that pit if God hadn't brought your parents out of that pit. Would have been a different story altogether. So he brought you out too. Out of the miry clay. Everybody said the miry clay. That's the sticky, gooey stuff. Amen. The miry clay. Do you know what potters look for more than anything? Miry clay. Because it is the material that can make the best vessels. You know what? I got a feeling tonight that the devil's told somebody, you're just miry clay and you're worthless. You're just that sticky old mud down in that horrible pit, and God doesn't want you. He's looking for somebody up in a palace somewhere or somebody that's got achievements in their life. But I'll tell you what, the Bible says not many mighty, not many noble, not many wise are called. God reaches down into the miry clay. Amen, down in that horrible pit, and he pulls us up, and then he puts us on his wheel and begins to make us into something beautiful. Well, praise the Lord. And he set my feet upon a rock. Solid place, unmovable, unchangeable place, and established my goings. Everybody said established. He established my goings. That word established there, amen, means properly to be erect, to stand up, to set up. Amen. He set me up. Praise God. Not set me up to knock me down. That's not the kind of setup God does. Amen. But he sets us up in a strong, solid place. And I want to preach about that, being established for a long time. For a long time. Thank you for the word tonight. We give you honor for it. And we ask you to anoint the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Let's get right into the word of the Lord. I know we are going to have a busy month here. And we're going to do our best in this revival service. If you'll help out, we'll just get in here and worship God and touch God. Amen. And I know many of you have to get up early in the morning, and we're going to be doing our best to accommodate that. Amen. But we need a move of God. We need a move of God. Amen. And there's many places in the world where you can go where there are buildings. I would like to go to my homeland of Germany where my great grandparents lived and see some of those castles that are still standing. They're standing because they have a strong foundation, because they have been established long, long time ago, and they were set upon something that was not going to move. Amen. And the reason that they are not moved is because of the solid foundation and the construction above the ground that was of good quality. Praise God. It's not just enough to say that we have a great foundation, but we must have something above the ground that is very strong and very quality as well. Amen. The thing that destroys the foundation of anybody's life is sin. The only thing that can take you away from God is yourself and a decision to walk away, because God has already provided for us, amen, a place, a rock. The rock is Jesus, amen, and he has promised that he would establish our goings. He would establish us as a great nation, amen. This thing of sin, Genesis chapter 2 and 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And so we see the nature, the caustic nature of sin, and how it destroys and how it begins to rot away a person's life. Amen. Many of us can understand what this is talking about. Romans chapter 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There is death in sin, but tonight we are not in sin, we are in Jesus. And when we are in Him, we have life and life more abundantly. Well, praise God. You know what? God wants to establish your goings. God wants to establish your relationships. God wants to establish your finances. Well, praise God. God wants to establish your home life. Amen. He wants to establish all of the things that He has made for us that will bless us. He wants to establish you on a good job. Well, praise the Lord. So that over the course of time, you can say, I've been here a long, long time. Amen. And you know what? God wants to establish us in the church. Praise God. You can't build a life going hitting and missing, amen, with anything. You can't do it with your job, your finances, or your relationships, or the church. Amen. It is an establishment that God wants to bring into our lives where He establishes our goings. Amen. But sin brings corruption. And that's where David said, He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. That sin takes us down to that miry clay and takes us to that place, that bottom. Amen. That pit that's below the surface level. You say, well, why would God want to look down into those places for somebody to serve Him? Why wouldn't God look for more quality people? Amen. I'll tell you, there's a reason, and I quoted the scripture that not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world. God has chosen the weak things of the world. God has chosen things that are despised by the world so that no flesh could glory in His presence. Well, praise God. God wants to get glory out of your life. God wants His light to shine through you. Amen. He doesn't. He is not wanting us to say, well, I pulled myself up and made myself a success. That is a lie that is being presented in our generation today. I can't pull myself up. You can't pull yourself up. But I'm telling you, God can go down and dig you out and pull you up and set you on a rock. And when people say, what's happened in your life, you'll say it was the Lord that did it. It was God that did it in my life. Amen. You're looking at someone tonight that God did it all. Amen. You're looking at a church where God did it all. Well, praise God. You're looking at a congregation tonight that God did it all. He dug us all out of the pit. He dug us out of the miry clay. And I am but what I am tonight by the grace of God. Amen. To God be the glory for all the things that He has done. Let's give Him a hand clap tonight. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord wants to take us out of that miry clay and establish our goings. That means that God is interested in the long-term future. Well, praise God. He's not interested in a flash in the pan. He's not interested somebody that just comes for a moment and then they're gone. Amen. But He's looking for someone who is willing to be planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Dig a hole and then just start wiggling your feet until it gets up to your knees, until it gets up to your hips. And then cover some more dirt over and say, there, I'm here. I'm right here by the rivers of living water. Amen. The wise man dug deep and founded his house upon a rock, built a foundation upon the rock. And what is that foundation? The Bible says it is hearing the word of God and it is doing the word of God. I know this is very simple tonight, but I really feel this in my heart. Amen. There is a simplicity to success. Amen. Success in life, success spiritually. Amen. Success in anything that you're going to attempt to do is really very simple. Amen. And the success that God has for us is to find the right thing to establish your life on and then just stay right there. Well, praise God. Amen. Establish it. Dig deep until you find that rock. And when you find that rock, drill into it. Amen. Anchor it to it. And get a big old chain with links that are that big around. And wrap them all around you and weld them together so you cannot get away. Amen. I'm telling you what, friend, because the storms are coming. The storms are coming in this world. I know everybody's optimistic right now, but we've got some things in the background. Amen. We've got some things that are happening in our world right now. This crazy man in North Korea is about to test another nuclear bomb, and they said it's going to be very shortly that he will have the capacity to shoot a missile that will hit America, and it will be a nuclear missile. I'm telling you, we're living in the last days. We're living in a world in which somebody, if someone pulls the right trigger, it's going to be another major situation. Amen. What are we going to be founded on when the troubles of life come? What are we going to stand upon when situations arise? Amen. I'm telling you, what we need to have is a solid foundation that through the thick and the thin, through the good and the bad, I know where I'm going. I know where I've come from. I know where I'm going. I don't know all the steps. I don't know all the details, but I do know the one who knows all of the details. His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus. Praise God. And the Bible says here in Exodus 23:29, he's telling Israel after they go into the promised land, he gives them some instruction. Brother Reed, would you read for me tonight, Exodus 23 and verse 29 and 30. All right, somebody said, praise the Lord. I'm not going to drive them out before you in 1 year. Amen. We're living in a time in which we want it right now. Amen. We're living in a time in which, if it doesn't happen this week, then something's wrong. If it doesn't happen this month, then something is wrong. But I'm here to preach to somebody. I'm here to preach to all of us. Amen. We're not in this for a week or a month or a year or 2 or 3 years. Amen. And I'm not expecting complete total victory in every aspect of life. Amen. There's going to be some enemies that we have to drive out year after year after year. But little by little we gain ground. Well, praise God. Little by little we get a better inheritance. We get more property, spiritual property, if you please. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes it's very frustrating, and we ask the question, God, why did you make it such a long road? Amen. To us, it seems like a long road, but to God, it's just the blink of an eye. Amen. Why does it seem like it takes so long to graduate from high school? Why does it seem like it takes so long to get something established in life? Amen. Why does it take so long, amen, for a child to be born and for them to grow up? Amen. Why couldn't we have the terrible 3 months and then it's over with? Why does it have to be the terrible twos? Amen. And then some take it to another level and make it the terrible threes. Amen. And we struggle and we wrestle. And finally they grow and we grow up. And we begin to understand the world around us. And get our first job and all of that. Amen. And growing becoming a person that is a blessing to his world and her world around them. I don't know why God made it that way, but God made it that way. Amen. Maybe so that we would not disappreciate all of the things that he's given us. You know what? The things that you fight for are the things you appreciate more than anything. Amen. And there's nothing like the thrill of victory after a battle. Well, praise God. There's nothing like a victory march. Amen. There's nothing like understanding that the battle is over and I've made it past this point and I'm going to another place. Praise God. It's getting better and better and better. And that's what God wants to do to establish our lives. Amen. Genesis 5 and verse 29. Genesis 5:29, and he called his name Noah, and saying, "This shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord cursed." Amen. When Adam and Eve fell, God cursed the ground. Job said it this way, amen, that man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. In another place, it talks about trouble springing up out of the ground. It is because of the curse that God placed upon Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. But I'm telling you, the answer to all of the trouble that springs up out of the ground, you know what I'm talking about. You're working hard and all of a sudden in the mail comes a bill and you thought you were going to save a little bit, but now it's all gone plus a little. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe I'm missing it here tonight. Well, praise God. I'm sure you all have enough money and you don't worry about anything. Amen. Maybe you're at that point. God bless you. Amen. And some are at that point. The reason is because you've been faithful for year after year after year after year. And you've saved and you've put it aside. Amen. You were diligent. And now you don't have to worry about that. Amen. I know I'm missing a lot of you here tonight. But I'm telling you, there is a time and a place in life where you get over the hump, so to speak. Amen. Where you're not saddled with all of those debts. Well, praise God. And you can live free, amen, and you can live happy, amen. You don't have to worry about the troubles of life springing up on you. You say, well, how does that happen? Be faithful. Be faithful, amen. Just be faithful, and God will help you little by little, year and by year. Amen. Genesis 6:9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. He walked with God. Amen. He didn't run with God. He walked with God. Amen. Thank God for the runners among us. But I'm telling you what, the day comes when you're not going to be able to run. Amen. Because the road's going to be too rough. You're just going to have to walk. Or you may have to climb. Amen. And then fall back a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm preaching to somebody here tonight that whatever it is that has set you back, it's not worth giving into it. Amen. The Bible says that the righteous will fall seven times, but he gets back up again. The key to longevity, amen, the key to victory in your life is not measuring your failures, your setbacks, or your shortcomings. Come on now. Get that book and throw it away. Well, this is my log, amen, of all my failures and my setbacks. And I'm going to keep bringing those up and make them a part of my future. Honey, I'm telling you tonight, God doesn't want that to be a part of our future. He wants us to get rid of that because it was rid of us when we went down in the water in Jesus' name. And every time we fall, Amen. And we get on our knees and say, God, forgive me. He forgives us and he washes us and cleanses us so that we can get back up and go again. Amen. Victory is for those that get up and go again. Well, praise God. Victory is for those that believe that God is going to help them and they're just faithful. You build a church on people that are faithful. Praise God. You build a life by being faithful and consistent. Amen. And saying no to yourself many times. And I've said it many times here that your blessings are equal to the ability, your ability to say no to yourself. The more that we can say no to our fleshly desires, the more God can bless us. Well, praise the Lord. I'm just preaching to somebody. I know I am. Luke 6 and verse 48. And I'm going to finish with this here tonight. Luke 6, 48. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation upon a rock. And when the floods arose, everybody said, when the floods arose. Everybody say, when the stream beat hard. All right. The floods are going to come. Amen. We lived in the church here for 4.5 years. And we were so excited when we moved out. Because now we can have Sunday school in the church. 4.5 years, we didn't have any Sunday school, except right over here where these folks are sitting. There was a wall there, and we had some rooms back there, and we did Sunday school there. On this side over here, where Annette is sitting, amen, was my workshop. There was a bedroom back there, and then the rest of it was a workshop. And that's where I built the pews that you're sitting on tonight. Amen. One at a time. One board at a time. Amen. And I'm telling you what, friend, it's not just a one-time situation. It's not just opening the doors and saying we're going to have revival. I'll tell you what it is. It's moving forward and then stepping back. And then moving forward and then stepping back. Amen. And hopefully we get to the place, praise God, where we're moving forward at a faster pace. That's how things happen in life. Praise God. An inheritance gotten quickly is not good, the Bible says, because we don't really understand where it came from. We haven't put any time or energy or effort into it. I remember many times coming over here to the church and praying. I didn't have to go very far. Amen. And I'm going to get back to the flood thing. Just hang on. But we lived here for 4.5 years. And I remember coming over here and walking back and forth and saying, God, would you just let us feel your presence in our services? Those of you that were here in the beginning, we would have service and it just seemed like nothing was happening. And we would preach and somebody would receive the Holy Ghost, but it just seemed like nothing was happening. And so we prayed and I sought after God. And then the day came. I remember the day that Brother Copeland came and he preached here in our church. And he was preaching revival in the area, and he wanted to come over and preach some for us, and I said, come. And I don't know if some of you remember Brother Copeland coming here and preaching in our church. We were about right here in the level of worship and spiritual activity. Amen. And when Brother Copeland left, we were right here. Praise God. And then I don't remember exactly who it was after that. But when we came up, we didn't go back down. We stayed right there. And then we had someone else come and minister to us. You know what? Everything is not in this pastor here tonight. We have to have different ministries to come through to bless us and to help us in their own way. And then we had another one, and it came up. And then another one, and it came up. And the preacher that's coming for our revival services took us to another level. Amen. And we haven't gone down from that. But we're here, and we're going to go higher. Praise God. It's not the end of the situation, but it is a stepping stone, if you please. Amen. 4.5 years we were here in the church, and then, amen, we got a place to live, and we moved out. We're going to have Sunday school, and the flood came. And two families moved into where we were living. And that was the most exciting, memorable situation that these people will ever have in their life. Amen. You can just ask them. There are things that they will never forget. And it took several more months. Oh, but I want it to happen right now. Amen. I see that nice car that mom and dad are driving, and I want that right now. Amen. I don't want to take the time and the effort and the energy. Amen. And work all that overtime hours to get that situation there. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, you got to abandon the ideas that this generation has, that if I want it, I need to have it right now. That if it's something I desire, I've got to have it right now. That's not reality, and it'll never happen, and all you're going to do is get depressed and down about your life, and then you're going to start looking for something that'll give you a quick high. Make me feel good right now is all I'm really interested in. But I've got a feeling that there are some people here tonight that's not interested in a momentary feel good. Amen. But you're interested in the long term. Well, praise God. When you get to retirement age, amen, you want to have some blessings in your life. Amen. When the rapture takes place, you want to be able to say, I'm going with the Lord. Amen. I'm going to spend eternity with Him. Well, praise God. But it takes being faithful to your job. It takes being faithful to your finances. It takes being faithful and working hard. And let me tell you tonight that the same thing applies in the realm of the Spirit. You'll never go up spiritually unless you're going to spend some time in prayer. Praise God. You're never going to rise up spiritually with the Lord and draw closer to Him if you never open up your Bible and read it and get thrilled about a revelation that God gives you in His Word. Amen. Well, I'm just trying to... I think what you need to do tonight is ask yourself, what foundation are you laying? Well, I'm coming to church. All right, praise God, you're coming to church. And you're hearing the Word of God. That's awesome. But there's another man that did not build his house upon the rock. He built his house upon the sand. And he came to the house of God. He heard the Word of God. Amen. He listened to the man of God. He listened to the preaching of the Word of God. But there was something about this one. He was not willing to walk out the door and do the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Wasn't willing to do it. But if we're willing to do it, hear it and do it. But the Bible says, he that built his house upon the sand heard it but did not do it. And when the storms came, same scenario. The storm that hits the sinner is the same storm that's going to hit the saint. Amen. We're seeing it more and more in our generation. Some of the troubles that sinners have, amen, comes into the church these days. Amen. And we have to deal with situations. Unfortunately, we have to deal with situations in the church today. Praise God. But I'm telling you, there is a difference. The storm is going to come to both. The winds are going to blow to both. Amen. Troubles are going to come to both people. Amen. Even Jesus, listen to this. When Jesus got baptized, Courtney got baptized just recently, and we're so excited about that. Amen. But I try, and I don't think I did with you. So maybe I can just give you a little counseling session here tonight. Amen. Because I tell everybody that I baptize that after you're baptized, the devil's going to come a lot of times and tempt you and try to come against you. And you might think that that's unusual or odd, but it's not. because Jesus got baptized, and when he came up out of the water, the Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You know why? Amen. God and heaven, the Bible says heaven rejoices. The angels of God rejoice when one sinner comes to repentance. But I've got a feeling tonight that there is another one. It's not the younger brother that takes everything and leaves home. Amen. But there is another one that God wants us to become, and that is the elder brother who's staying there, going out in the field and working every day. Because when the younger son came back, he got a little upset because of the father's goodness, and he was angry and would not party. Amen. There was something noble and something good in that young man's heart. Praise God. He stuck it out. He stuck it out. And the father said, "All that I have is yours." You know why? Because when that young man left, he left his inheritance behind as well. Amen. And it was given to the other son. But praise God, we need to rejoice. Amen. When God brings back a backslider. Amen. But oftentimes there isn't the fullness of joy. Amen. Oftentimes it's very difficult to come back because they have spent an awful lot of things in the world that God gave them. Stick it out. Stick it out. If you want to title this tonight, just title it, "Stick It Out." Amen. Stay with it. Don't give up. Amen. Don't back up. Amen. Stand your ground for God. And don't worry about the results, because the results are in God's hand. And it's going to be all right. Let's stand together tonight. Well, praise God. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise and thanks? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. I was thinking maybe we were into time travel or something here tonight, because my clock says 5 minutes to 7. I thought, surely we've been in service more than 25 minutes. I can't hardly even get my introduction done in that length of time. Somebody smiled just a little bit. That was a joke. Praise God. Amen. I love you folks. God has blessed us here. Amen. But right now is not the time to stop. Right now is not the time to, how can I say it? Amen. But it's time to just say again. And for those of you that are starting on this journey, get this principle deep, deep, deep in your heart. With everything that you do in your life, the Bible says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might. God will bless you on your job if you'll do it with your might. God will bless you in your walk with Him if you do it with your might. If you're a Sunday school teacher, do it with your might. If you're a minister, do it with your might. Praise God. My pastor always told me, he said, "Brother Worse, if God's given you a message and there's only 4 people out there, preach it like the house is full." Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to get lazy and back up. Take it easy for a while. Oh God, and I know there's a time to do that. And there was a time in my life, 1 year and 9 months, I stopped and I rested. And it's appropriate and it needs to be done sometimes. But I'm telling you, there comes a time. Amen. There comes a time. Praise God. There comes a time when we've got to get our hands to the plow. Amen. Where we just need to be faithful. If you're resting tonight, be faithful in your resting. Amen. If you're moving forward, go forward. Amen. In consistency and dedication. Amen. If you're elderly here tonight and retired, amen. It's not time to retire from living for God. It's not time to retire from prayer. It's not time. Amen. But we must be consistent. Amen. Established for the long term. Praise God. I looked at myself the other day and I realized I'm starting to get older. I know that's surprising. Brother Fred's got a surprised look on his face tonight. And you know what? I've been serving God since I was 19 years old. And I'm not here tonight to tell you that I'm perfect or that I'm John the Baptist or anybody else in the Bible. But I'm telling you what, I've come a long way. And I'm not going to throw in the towel now. I'm not giving up now. I'm not backing up now. Amen. I figure if when I was younger, if I could teach 9 Bible studies a week and work a full-time job and be married and have children, I'll tell you what, I believe I could teach some Bible studies right now. And God's helping me. I've got 2. And I'm looking for more. You know why? Because here I am looking at that mountain. And I'm saying, God, give me that mountain. Amen. Don't think you're fooling with some old man here. Amen. I've still got some strength. And I'm going up that mountain. Give me that mountain. Let me have that. All you got to do is give me permission. And I'm headed that way. Praise God. Where were the younger people of that day? Oh, they were cheering the old man on. Well, you just go ahead and cheer the old man on. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a day when you're going to be the old man. And you're going to look back and say, what have I done with my life? What have I done for God? Amen. Do it now. Redeem the time. Well, praise God, for the days are evil. It's going to pass quickly. And what we do for God, we've got to do it now. I've got to do it this week. I've got to do it today. I can't wait for a month or a year to get started. I've got to get busy and do the things that are right. Before God, the things that are right. And I may not see the results for a while, year and by year, little and by little. But the results will begin to come. And when they come, they cannot be reversed. David said, I was once young and now I'm old. Amen. And you know what? I looked at it. David died when he was 70 years old. That's how hard he lived his life. He lived it hard for God. Amen. He said, I was once young and now I'm old. And I can tell you, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken and I've never seen his seed begging for bread. You know why? Because when God establishes something in your life, it's established. And it's going to go on to the next stage. Amen. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And let me tell you, the fruit that God gives you is more than just enough to survive that season. But he's going to give you enough fruit that you can sell it to somebody else and make a profit. Praise God. He's going to give you enough so that you can come up the ladder a step or two. And year after year, amen, when people see your life, they're going to see it beginning to be blessed more and more and more and more. Amen. But the only way that happens is you got to be faithful and consistent. Amen. Established. Established. Father, we need your help tonight. God, we need your help more than anything. We need you to put these principles into our hearts. Put these principles into the hearts of these young people. Put these principles into the heart of our children. Put these principles, Lord, in every man that's here, every lady that's here. God, touch us and put it in our hearts to be faithful, to be faithful, to be faithful to the things that are right. In Jesus' name tonight, in Jesus' name tonight, God, we lean on you, and we know that you want to bless us, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give us good things, but he gives those things to those that are faithful and consistent. Praise God. That's it. Come on, let's just lift our voices together tonight. Oh God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. You say, I haven't won that battle yet. Just hang on. It's year by year, little and by little. And it's going to happen. You're going to be on the other side of the battle, waving the banner of victory, shouting and praising God because He brought you through.